Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Congratulations, you made it to the end of the week. TGIF, everybody. I'm Will Selva. Glad you're with us. These are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Well, last year, Patrick Mahomes became the youngest quarterback to win Super Bowl MVP. And if his Chiefs defeat the Bills Sunday at the age of 25 years and 143 days old on date of Super Bowl 55, he'd become the youngest quarterback in league history to start two Super Bowls, surpassing Russell Wilson. But in order for Mahomes to add to his legacy, he needs to be cleared to play in the AFC title game. He took the majority of snaps at practice on Thursday, but is still in the concussion protocol. Over in the NFC, one of the big questions surrounding the NFC Championship game is whether Tom Brady is going to have one of his key offensive weapons available. Bucks wideout Antonio Brown will be a game-time decision because of a knee injury suffered in last week's divisional round road win at the Saints. Lots of head coaching news to get you caught up on yesterday. The New York Jets introducing their new head coach, Robert Saleh. He spent the last four seasons as the Niners defensive coordinator. This is the fifth defensive head coach the Jets have hired in their last six instances. As you can imagine, Saleh was asked if Sam Darnold is the franchise quarterback for gangrene.
Just from a preparation standpoint and having the game plan against them, you definitely saw a young man with a tremendous amount of arm talent. He's a natural thrower. He's fearless in the pocket. He obviously has the mental capacity to make to process and make good decisions. He's got tremendous mobility to get in and out of the pocket and make throws on the run. And so there, you can clearly see why he was the third overall pick and why he's such a talented young man.
Dan Campbell was introduced as the Lions' new head coach Thursday, and the former NFL tight end turned coach gave one of the most, let's say, memorable responses on what to expect from his team this year.
This team is going to take on the identity of this city, all right? And this city's been down, and it found a way to get up, all right? It's found a way to overcome adversity, all right? And so this team's going to be built on, we're going to kick you in the teeth, all right? And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right? And we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down, all right? And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up. And then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing, all right? That's going to be the mentality.
Coach Campbell has me ready to run through a wall for him, that's for sure. And you can hear him on Good Morning Football as Dan Campbell joins the breakfast table to talk more about his effort to turn around the Lions. Trust me, you aren't going to want to miss that one. Plus, can the guys will also be joined by new Chargers head coach Brandon Staley as well. Guest upon guest. It's all going down from 7 to 10 Eastern on Good Morning Football. In other news, the Eagles are expected to hire Colts offensive coordinator Nick Sirianni as their next head coach, according to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport, Mike Garofalo, and Tom Pelissero. Sirianni serving as offensive coordinator the last two seasons under former Eagles offensive coordinator, now Indy head coach, Frank Reich. Vikings offensive coordinator and assistant head coach Gary Kubiak announcing his retirement from the NFL after 25 seasons in the league on Thursday. In a statement released by the team, he went on to say he's stepping away from the game to spend more time with family and friends. And according to our NFL Network insider, Ian Rappaport, the Washington football team is promoting Jennifer King to the role of full-time offensive assistant. During the 2020 season, she was a coaching intern. King first gained experience with the football team's Ron Rivera in 2018 when she interned while a part of the Panthers coaching staff. Well, my time is up. I hope you have a great championship weekend. I'm Will Selva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.